This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word, so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how to get a copy of the Daily Hope Gold Scripture Box called Verses of Hope, a great way to keep God's Word right at your fingertips all year round. You can go to PastorRick.com or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Radical Faith.
Look at what the Bible says. It was faith that made Abel's offering to God a better sacrifice than Cain's. Through his faith, God approved of his giving. This guy didn't do anything flashy or fancy or risky. He just gave an offering. But notice, he's listed not because of what he gave. It wasn't what he gave that pleased God, but how he gave it. Let me say it again. It's not what you give that pleases God. It's how you give it. It says he gave it in faith. Now listen very closely to your pastor who loves you. God couldn't care less about the amount you give. What he cares about is the attitude with which you give it. It is not the amount that matters. It is the attitude with which you give it. You must always give in faith. And if you're not giving in faith, friend, don't give because you don't get any credit for it. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if you're not giving in faith, forget it. God doesn't need your money. What he wants is your heart. He wants your faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And God says, I'm not looking at the amount. In fact, God didn't look at the amount. He looks at the amount you have left over. In other words, how much you gave in light of what you could have given. See, for somebody to give 50 cents might be a bigger sacrifice than somebody gave 50,000. Because he looks at what you have left over. Are you giving in faith? So let me explain to you that there are two ways to give. You can give by reason, or you can give by revelation. These are the two ways you can give. To give by reason is to figure out reasonably what I think I can give. And I sit down and I figure a reasonable amount. I say, this is what I think I can afford to give. And so I give by reason. Now, giving by reason doesn't require any faith at all. An atheist can do it. You just figure out, well, I think I could give this much, and I give. The other way is to give by revelation. And that means I let God reveal to me what he wants me to give in faith. And I stop and I pray and I ask, I say, God, how much do you want to give through me? I'm the straw. How much do you want to give through me? This is a test of faith. I say, God, how much do you want me to trust you for this time? This time. And this is giving when you don't have it. This is when it stretches your faith. How much do you want to give through me? Not reasonable amount, but by revelation. In the Bible, there was a group in an area of Greece called Macedonia. That's where Alexander the Great came from, Macedonia. And the Macedonian church was an extremely impoverished, poor church. And yet when they heard that the church at Jerusalem needed help, they gave a sacrificial gift to help that church when they didn't have any money themselves. And Paul says this about them. They're on your outline. He says, because of their great joy, not because of their guilt, because of their great joy, they gave even more than they could afford. How do you give even more than you can afford? Given when you don't have it. It's not about money. It's about faith. Do you trust me? The Bible says this. On every Lord's Day, that's Sunday, that's every week, first day of every week, each of you should put aside something from what you've earned during the week, use it for your offering. The amount depends on how much the Lord has helped you earn. You make a lot, you give a lot. You make a little, you give a little. You don't make anything, you don't give anything. It's just real simple. It's a proportional giving. Faith is giving when I don't have it. Tom's going to talk about the next one.
What does it mean to have radical faith? It means a sixth thing. It means thanking God before I receive it. Thanking God before I even receive it. Let me ask you a question. If I today gave you a check for $1,000, would you wait until you see if you could cash it to thank me? A few of you would, but most of you, most of you would think, okay, Tom's a pretty good guy. It's probably not going to bounce. I'll thank him right now. Thank you so much for this. And then you would go cash it. You'd thank me before you received it. God's promises are better than any of our promises, any of our checks. And before we even receive it, we can say, thank you, God, that what you've said is going to happen. Now, there's a great example of this in God's Hall of Fame in Hebrews chapter 11. It's a guy by the name of Joshua at a place by the name of Jericho. You might remember the walls fell down there. How did they fall down? Hebrews 11:30 says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. The people of Israel are going into this new promised land. There's this big enemy there. They have this powerful city named Jericho. God's going to defeat the enemy. He's going to let them into this city. How does he do it? God says, here's my plan. I want you to go and I want you to march around this city for 7 days, thanking me in advance for the fact that you're going to have victory. And then on the 7th day, I want you to march around it for 7 times, just thanking me for the victory that's going to come. And when they did that, they marched around the 7th time on the 7th day, the walls just fell. God worked. Now, I've often thought, what if I was one of those people marching around those walls for those 7 days? I mean, you know human nature. Some of the people had to be looking at the walls, and they got more and more worried the more they looked at the walls. God could never bring those walls down. It's never going to happen. But there were people, a lot of them in that crowd, who had faith instead. And every day they looked at the walls, they thought about what God could do, and the walls looked shorter and smaller, and they realized that God could work. They thanked God in advance. This is the kind of life that God wants you to live, the thanking God in advance kind of life. Jesus talked about it. Next verse in your outline, Jesus said in Mark 11:24, when you pray and ask for something, believe that you've received it. You thank God, you believe in advance, and then you will be given what you ask for. Now, I understand that when I pray, I've got to be humble enough to realize God might have to teach me to pray for something different. I get that. But let me just ask you a question. When you pray and ask God for something, do you believe that He's going to do it? If you don't believe, why even ask? It's an empty exercise. If you pray and you ask God for something, Jesus said, believe that He's going to do it. Watch what He's going to do. Thank Him in advance for what only He can do. Jesus also said this, next verse in your outline. Jesus said, because of your faith, it will happen. He wants us to live this life of faith. I've had to learn something about this thing of thanking God in advance. I hope it doesn't take you so long to learn it. I've had to learn to let thanksgiving lead the way in my life. There's another story in the Bible in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, where in another battle, the people of Israel are being invaded, and God says, I'm going to give you the victory in this battle, and the way I want you to fight this battle is I want you to put the choir out in front. They're going to lead the way into the battle. Bad day to be a soprano, you might think. I mean, that's not a good place to be in a battle. But the choir leads the way, and God just gives them the victory. Because God wanted thanksgiving to lead the way. It's a great illustration. And I found in my life, if I'll let thanksgiving lead the way, it lets me live a life of faith. If I begin the day thanking God for what He's going to do in that day, it's usually a day where I can have a day of faith. If I begin the day waiting for God to do something that I can thank Him for, it's usually a day filled with myself. So the question of faith is, are you letting thanksgiving lead the way? Are you thanking God in advance?
Now, I hope you'll go home and read this Hebrews chapter 11, because there's a lot of more great stories in the Bible about these heroes of faith and about what it means to have radical faith. Let me read you the end of this chapter. Verse 32 says, and says, what more shall I say? I don't have time to tell you about Gideon or Barak or Samson or Jephthah or David or Samuel and the prophets who, through faith, conquered kingdoms and administered justice and gained what was promised. They shut the mouths of lions and quenched the fury of the flames and escaped the edge of the sword. These guys, their weakness was turned into strength, and they became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. He says, I don't have time to tell you about these people, women who received back their dead and raised to life again. But then he says, but others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while others were chained and put in prison, and they were stoned, and some were sawed in two and put to death by the sword. And there were others who went about in sheepskin and goatskin, destitute and persecuted and mistreated. The world was not worthy of these people. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground, and these were all commended for their faith. Yet none of them, that he's talking about these who went through the tough times, received what had been promised. None of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better. He said, for us, that only together with us would they be made perfect. Now, friends, living by faith does not exempt you from problems. God is not a genie that whatever you put in faith, you're going to get back. God says, just because you live by faith doesn't mean you're not going to suffer. Did you know that last year, 146,000 Christians were killed for their faith in the world? Were martyred, were murdered, were put to death, were tortured and put to death. 146,000 Christians around the world died last year because they refused to announce Jesus Christ. This is far more than during the Roman Empire when they were feeding Christians to lions. There were thousands involved in that. This is tens of thousands in the 21st century. Sometimes God doesn't remove a problem. Sometimes God lets us go through the problem because he wants to strengthen us. He's more interested in building our character than making us comfortable, because you're taking your character to heaven. Now, if this life was all there is, that'd be a pretty lousy life if God doesn't protect us from all the things that are bad in the world. But God says, no, the reward's coming later. This is not all there is. There's more to life than just here and now. And yeah, you're going to go through problems and difficulty, and you'll probably even go through some suffering. But that's all to build your faith too, because your faith is like pure gold. So here's the seventh facet of radical faith. Faith is trusting God if I don't get it. Trusting God if he doesn't answer my prayer. Trusting God if the problem doesn't go away. Trusting God when I have to suffer. I'm asking God, let me out of prison, let me out of jail, let me not die. But surely, obviously, not every prayer gets answered the way we want. Sometimes God says yes, sometimes God says no. Sometimes God says not yet. I think sometimes God says, you got to be kidding. But really, God answers every prayer, just not in the way that we want.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
In the Bible, Jesus told us that in this world, we will have trouble. But we should take heart, because he has overcome the world. It's easy to forget Jesus' word of hope with reports of devastating news hitting us daily. You may even find yourself feeling overwhelmed and distraught. That's why you need to grab a hold of God's word. It's an anchor for your soul that will fill you with hope. And to help you, Pastor Rick has created the Verses of Hope Scripture Box, featuring a very special collection of verses to restore your sense of hope daily. This beautiful scripture box is gold with a look and feel of leather, and there's an embossed Bible verse on top. It's filled with artfully illustrated and inspiring scripture cards, along with well-designed blank cards for your personal notes. This unique tool will help you anchor yourself in God's word and fill you with hope. We'll send it to you when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people everywhere. Quantities are limited, so be sure to act quickly. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
Hi, it's Pastor Rick with some big news. My daily devotional is now available in French. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading the devotionals in French, would you please email me and I'll send you a link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Sometimes God doesn't remove a problem. Sometimes God lets us go through the problem because he wants to strengthen us. He's more interested in building our character than making us comfortable, because you're taking your character to heaven. Now, if this life was all there is, that'd be a pretty lousy life if God doesn't protect us from all the things that are bad in the world. But God says, no, the reward's coming later. This is not all there is. There's more to life than just here and now. And yeah, you're going to go through problems and difficulty, and you'll probably even go through some suffering. But that's all to build your faith too, because your faith is like pure gold. So here's the seventh facet of radical faith. Faith is trusting God if I don't get it. Trusting God if he doesn't answer my prayer. Trusting God if the problem doesn't go away. Trusting God when I have to suffer. I'm asking God, let me out of prison, let me out of jail, let me not die. But surely, obviously, not every prayer gets answered the way we want. Sometimes God says yes, sometimes God says no. Sometimes God says not yet. I think sometimes God says, you got to be kidding. But really, God answers every prayer, just not in the way that we want. And speaking of those who didn't always get everything they prayed for, it says, they were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better. Now, friends, anybody can trust God when things are going great. That's no sweat. You're flush in cash, you're happy, and everything's going great. It's easy to trust God when things are going great. The real test of your faith is when things stink, when you've lost your job, when you got the problems in the home, when everything isn't going right. That's the ultimate test of your faith. Real faith develops in the valleys of life, not in the mountains. Why? Because if you could understand every way God moves and why he moves the way he does, then he wouldn't be big enough to solve your problems. If you could understand everything that God does and why he does it, you'd be God, but you're not. And some things you're just going to have to trust. And they don't make sense, and they don't look sensible, and they don't seem to fit together, and it seems sometimes like a tragedy. We don't know. We know that we cause a lot of our own problems, that God didn't cause those problems. But we know that God can even bring good out of bad if we give it all to him. Sometimes God has a better idea than your idea. I'll be honest with you. The things that I have prayed for the longest in my life, the personal hurts and pains, and the things that I've asked God to remove out of my life, have never been answered. The things I've prayed for the most have not been answered. But those were the very things that made me the man I am today. It was those very pains, those very hurts, those very difficulties that I didn't like in my life that shaped me and molded me and made me the man I am today. So I'm grateful that God didn't answer my prayers. As Garth Brooks sang, I thank God for unanswered prayers. Now, considering these seven aspects, how do you rate on faith? I challenge you to become a radical follower of Christ, not a casual follower of Christ. Be one that's rooted deep. You say, well, I wish I had more faith. How do I get more faith? Look up here. This is where you get it, right here. You get this book in your mind. And the more you understand and know and understand and read and memorize and fill your mind with this book, the more faith you're going to have. This is faith food. And the more you fill your mind with the Word of God, the more faith you're going to have. The last verse on your outline that says this, faith comes from hearing the Word of God. Let's bow our heads. I want every man in this room to pray this prayer with me. In your mind, say, Father, I want to be a man of faith. Just say it, Father, I want to be a man of faith. And I'm going to ask every woman to pray this, Father, I want to be a woman of faith. I'm tired of half-hearted living, and in the new decade, I want to trust you with radical gratitude and radical faith, rooted in your love. Help me to believe it when I don't see it. Help me to obey even when I don't understand it. And God, when I feel like giving up, help me to persist even when I don't feel like it. Help me to announce it, to speak it, in order to experience it. Lord, I want to practice faith and give when I don't have it. And I want to practice faith in thanking you before I receive it. And most of all, I want to trust you if I don't get it. When things don't happen the way I want to learn to trust you even in the tough times. If you've never opened your life to Jesus Christ, say, Jesus Christ, I want to put my faith in you. I don't understand it all, but as much as I know how, I open my life to you and I want to trust you. Build faith in my heart. In your name I pray. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you missed any part of this message, or if you would like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, in the Bible, Jesus told us that in this world, we will have trouble. But we should take heart because He has overcome the world. It's easy to forget Jesus' words of hope with reports of devastating news hitting us daily. You may even find yourself feeling overwhelmed and distraught. That's why you need to grab a hold of God's Word. It's an anchor for your soul that will fill you with hope. And to help you, Pastor Rick has created the Verses of Hope Scripture Box, featuring a very special collection of verses to restore your sense of hope daily. This beautiful scripture box is gold with the look and feel of real leather, and there's an embossed Bible verse on top. It's filled with artfully illustrated and inspiring scripture cards, along with well-designed blank cards for your personal notes. This unique tool will help you anchor yourself in God's Word and fill you with hope. We'll send it to you when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people everywhere. Quantities are limited, so be sure to act quickly. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can just call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Have you ever noticed that your day goes better when you start with God's Word? That's been true in my life, and I'm certain it'll make a difference in your life too when you choose to get into God's Word first thing every day. It's one of the most important habits you can develop. Here's an email from a man named Jeremy who says, connecting with God every morning has made such a big difference in his life. He says, you know, Rick, Daily Hope fills my mind with truth when I begin each day at 3 a.m. Wow. I realize that Daily Hope helps fill my mind with the good stuff and crowds out all the negative because truth and hope have really changed my attitude throughout the day. So you can take it from Jeremy. God's Word at the start of your day will change your day in a positive way. Thanks for listening today, everybody. I love you. I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. And we'll see you next time on Daily Hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.